The current time is 1330 UTC.
PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International at just after 1331 UTC. Yes, today the program is live, so when I say good morning, I really mean good morning, especially to listeners in the United States and Canada, well, actually all across the Americas, and good afternoon to listeners in Europe, and hopefully you're having your afternoon tea, or maybe you're having something stronger, I don't know, and of course, good evening to listeners in Southeast and East Asia. Here in Taiwan, it's just now, 9:32 in the evening on a Sunday night, and it is absolutely cold, and believe it or not, this week I thought there would be a problem with today's show, because I woke up Thursday morning, and my throat was feeling like there was a vice around it, and all day Thursday I was sort of talking way down here, and making all kinds of strange noises. And promptly went to the doctor, who gave me some medicine, which, thank God, helped, because otherwise there would have been no show today, or there would have been a show, but it would have been recorded, which would have kind of defeated the purpose of what we're doing today. Now, today's show is the last edition of Happy Station for 2013, so we're doing a live program to three different regions, and we're going to be calling people up. There is also something very special that we have for today, and that is we are giving away, yes, we have a prize. We actually have a prize, and we'll announce the winner before the show is over. Some of you may know a magazine called The Monitoring Times, which is a communications magazine that's been around for a number of years. Well, the magazine came to an end recently, and people thought, well, that's it. You know, that's it. Goodbye, farewell. Another one is, bitten the dust, as they say. But out of the ashes, a new magazine arose, shall we say, like a phoenix. It is called the Spectrum Monitor. It's an e-magazine. And on today's show, we're going to be giving away one subscription to the magazine for 1 year. Now, this is what you have to do, okay? You have to send us an email with your name, country, and phone number. Your name, country, and phone number. The email address is PCJcontest@gmail.com. So send your name, the country you live in, and your phone number, and send it to PCJcontest@gmail.com. When the emails come in, we write them on little slips of paper with a phone number and then put them into a jar that I have in front of me. And then at 1418 UTC, around 1418 UTC, I will reach in, pull a number out, and then call that person up to say that they've won. So if you want to have a chance to win a 1 year subscription to that new magazine, I just forgot the name. Oh, the Spectrum Monitor. There we go. send us your name, country, and phone number to PCJ Contest. That's all one word. PCJCONTEST@gmail.com. Now, Since we're going to be visiting some fabulous places today, I mean, absolutely fabulous countries, and speaking to some amazing people, we're going to play a song right now. Now, of course, because we're going to be trying to get in as many people as possible, we're not going to be playing as much music as we normally do. And, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, things can go wrong, especially during a live broadcast. Now, I'm telling you that right now, because I know that if I came here and I said, oh, yes, everything will be perfect today and nothing will go wrong, and then something does, sure enough, I think some people are going to write in and say, you see, Keith, everything went wrong today. So at least if I say everything is going to go wrong today and anything can go wrong today, you can't write to me to complain about it because I just warned you. So we're going to begin with one song, and then we will pull our first trick out of our hat. Now, since, like I said just a moment ago, we're going to be going off to some fabulous places, I thought that our first song today should be Tom Meyer and Fabulous Places, here on your program, Happy Station, live from PCJ Radio International.
There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There are so many fabulous faraway places, mountains and jungles and desert oases. Sit down in your chair, folks, and I'll take you there, folks. Just follow me. For there are so many fabulous faraway places to see. Why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me? I feel certain there's people you'd be glad to know there. So switch on your radio set and we'll go there. Go to those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Bangkok and Hong Kong and Paris and Venice, Tokyo, Cairo, Lisbon and London. Fabulous faraway places you're longing to see. Even if you just want to spend one single day there, it's possible in your own home, simply stay there. I'll show you those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Siam, Siena, Vienna, Verona, Java, Jamaica, Bombay, Barcelona. Show you those fabulous places you're longing to see. To see, you're longing to see fabulous places.
Tom Meyer and Fabulous Places beginning today's program. And, well, that's what today's show is all about, actually, going to fabulous places. Now, as we are arranging to call people up, we're sort of doing it at random. A lot of people wrote us and said, oh, you know, can we call you up? And they said, sure, and we'll call you, and then we'll put you on the air. Now, I was kind of worried for a moment that, especially listeners in North America on a Sunday, you know, for whatever reason, might still be sleeping. So if something doesn't work out the way it should, well, you know, there's nothing that we can do about that, and we sort of just have to move on to the next one. So that's what we're going to do. And of course, I'm following what people are saying on Facebook right now, which is actually quite interesting as well, because, you know, we get the live reaction from people, and I know that some of you right now are tuning in. So let's do our first trick today. We're going to call up somebody, and you can hear the phone dialing. You will hear the phone dialing to prove that we are doing it as, there we go, and hopefully this person, you see, if this person doesn't answer, it's going to be, I'll have egg on my face. And the phone should be ringing at any moment. There we go. It's, of course, a UK phone number.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Kenny Tosh?
You certainly are.
Hello, Kenny, it's Keith here at PCJ Radio International. Hello, hello to you.
Hi, Keith, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and you're in Ireland, I believe, right?
In Belfast, yes, Northern Ireland.
In Belfast, and what kind of things are you going to be looking forward to for the end of the year? Do you have any special plans?
Well, I'm actually on the air. I work for our local radio station here in Belfast. It's the oldest and the biggest. It covers the whole of Northern Ireland. It's called Downtown Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be on the air bringing in 2014.
So, but let me ask you, I mean, I know that in the United States and in Canada you can't do this, but in Belfast they must allow you to have a little nip of something, on, especially on New Year's Eve when you're on the air.
No, Keith, absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I'm bringing it, I'm on the all-night shift, so it'll be probably something, I don't know, a little aperitif, maybe when I get off at 6 o'clock.
6 in the morning?
Yeah.
What time do you go on at?
I'm bringing in midnight, so I'll be on for 1 minute to midnight.
Ah, you know, a number of years ago, what happened to a friend of mine, Kenny, he was on at midnight, and he decided to celebrate a few hours before he had to go to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big mistake, shall we say.
That would be a jar of black coffee, probably.
Exactly. All right, well,
so
Kenny...
How was Christmas for you, Keith?
You know, actually, it's funny. I you know, it just sort of came and went. I mean, I had some friends over and all that, but I mean, I've been living in Asia now for such a long time that I'm not as into Christmas. I mean, I'm still into Christmas, but I'm not, let's say, as into it as maybe when I was living in Europe and in Canada, you know, but I still get into it, you know, had a good time, had some friends over.
Yeah? Well, that's good. Well, I was what they call, you know, on the trade, what voice track is, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I was voice tracked over Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. It's always good when you can voice track and still get paid for it. Good,
right. All right, Kenny. Well, thanks a lot for taking some time to talk to us today, and Happy New Year, and give all our best to all the folks at Belfast.
And you same as well, Keith. Happy New Year to you and your listeners as well.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Okay, well, that was our first trick today, and... you know, that I think worked out rather well. I think that worked out rather well. Well, we're now going to call somebody who is certainly no stranger to the world of international broadcasting. I wonder if I should give a clue. I wonder if I should give a clue of what it, of who it could be. No, I don't think I'm going to give a clue. Let's just call up. He said he would be on standby on the phone, you know, ready to go for us. But we'll have to wait and see if he actually is there. Somebody, of course, like I said, well-known in the world of international broadcasting. No, it's not Tom Meyer. By the way, we are going to give Tom a surprise call a little later on in the program. There we go. I feel like Lily Tomlin. I should think one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies, you know. Now, if he's not answering, maybe he's out with the dogs, but we'll, you know, give it another two rings and we'll see how it works out. This is the thing about live radio. You know, you never know what can happen at any moment. All right, well, we'll try him a little later on in the program. So I think maybe we should go to the next person that we have ready to go. This is actually a listener that has been on the program before. And, you know, he said he would like to, you know, come on and say a few things to people today. So we're putting his number in the telephone right now, which, by the way, is Skype. This is one of the, you know, the amazing things about new technology today. You know, we can use, you know, internet telephone for everything and anything. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, this is the thing. You never know what to expect. And sometimes the unexpected is always the most surprising. I mean, I could just picture, you know, calling somebody up and... funny if we go with the Prime Minister of England. All right. Our next person on the line right now is somebody who we've had on the show before as a guest. Hello, China, and hello to Jonathan Short.
Hello, Keith.
Hello, you. How are you doing today? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and to all listeners of PCJ.
Very nice to have you on the show today. And pretty soon, you're going to be very busy with Chinese New Year, I believe.
Yes.
What are your plans?
Go for vacation.
Uh-huh.
Travel. And listen to PCJ Radio and most international broadcast things. You know, I'm a radio fan, mm-hmm. and I'm a DXer.
Where are you going to be traveling to?
What?
Where will you be traveling to?
Maybe in my hometown, you know. When we are in festival, many people go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And in traffic jam.
Ah.
So I will go to some place near my hometown. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds nice. Now, do you want to give a special greeting to our listeners today? And I think, you know what, Jonathan, since you are, you know, in China right now, I think it would be nice for people to get a greeting from you in Chinese for the new year.
Okay. I would say some Chinese greetings.
Okay.
祝愿所有PCJ快乐国际广播电台的听众们有一个非常幸福美满祥和的2014年. I greet all, I wish all listeners of PCJ have a peaceful new year.
All right. Well, Jonathan, thank you very much for talking to us. And we'll definitely be in touch.
Okay.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You are listening to a special live edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. We're going to have a little music break, and then we will get back to the phone lines. Now, I know that right now, I'll be honest with you, I do have a little drink with me in the studio. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I think our next song from UB40 will give you a good idea.
Staring upon my blue heart.
Yes, UB40. And I think that was the clue for what I'm having right now. Actually, I do have, I'm not kidding, a little bit of red wine that was given to me as a present over the holiday season. All right, you are listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International, and this is a special live transmission, the last show for, I almost said 2006, I mean 2013. And we're calling up people all around the world today. And we now have somebody else on the line. Hello, Switzerland.
Hello, Keith. I just walked out for a moment, came back in, and there the phone started to go. I've been listening on 5995 here in Europe. Absolutely Q5S9 plus, fabulous signal. Everything is working beautifully. All the best season's greetings from a snowy, chilly, but cloudy Emmental, Switzerland, in the hills east of Bern.
Now, for those of you who don't know that voice, in case there is somebody out there, that, of course, is, well, none other than Bob Zanotti.
Yes, in person and in living color. I'm not saying which color at the moment, but no, everything is just fine, and I think it's great. The Happy Station back on the air. Everybody's happy about the Happy Station. You got a terrific signal coming in here. You know, 2013, Keith, has been a very, very interesting year for shortwave. First of all, the resurrection of the Happy Station, your own activities, your station under construction, your relays from Sri Lanka, and then, of course, the other big news of the year, Jeff White taking over the old family radio transmitters in Okeechobee, Florida. You know, I'm beginning to feel a bit optimistic about the future of shortwave with guys like you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, everybody was talking about doom and gloom, and then Jeff White came along and said, oh, guess what, by the way?
That's right. Guess what? He's bit off a really big piece, and I hope he can chew it. But I'm my hat's off to him. I'm glad he's doing it. All my respect. I've known Jeff for decades, and he's really dedicated to shortwave, as you are. And I mean, if anybody's going to pull this off, at least the partial resurrection of shortwave, it's people like you and Jeff White.
A bunch of crazy people that should be locked away.
No, well, actually, most visionaries are considered insane in their own time.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. What are your plans? What are your plans for New Year's Eve?
Well, actually, it's we have a big extended family here, and in fact, in just a short time, I'll be going over to Biel or Bien, the Swatch town, or the capital of the Swiss watch industry, to have a an early dinner. Sunday dinner with my daughter and Raquel and her little family, and well, three children actually, and her husband. And then they're coming here on New Year's Eve. We're going to have a classic cheese fondue, and we'll drink some Prosecco and have a good time, have a fire going, and bring in the new year that way. It'll be a very typical, very traditional Emmental New Year's Eve, or Sylvester Fest, as they say locally.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic, Bob. I'll let you get back to your day's activities, and thank you for joining us on the show, and you and I will talk very shortly, right after.
Well, thank you very, very much, Keith, for having me on the show. You know me, you give a shortwave broadcaster a microphone or a telephone, and he's all for it. It's like malaria, you know, you never get it out of your system.
All right, Bob.
And, all the best of good luck to you and the others trying to keep this medium alive.
All right, thanks a lot, Bob. Talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye, Keith. 73 to everybody else. Bye-bye.
All right, there we go. Bob Zanotti on the program. Now, I just want to remind you again that of the contest that we have running, that we'll announce the winner just before the end of the program. We're giving away a copy, a year's subscription to the magazine, the Spectrum Monitor. And to enter, send us your name, the country you live in, and the phone number. And we'll choose your name out of a piece of paper that we've been putting in jars. We actually have quite a few that have come in. And we're not going to say the name on the air. We'll just call you up. But you have to answer. Because if you don't answer after so many rings, we move on to the next one. You know, that's the way it is. You are listening to PCJ Radio International. We're broadcasting to Europe on 5995 kilohertz. to Southeast and East Asia on 9335 kilohertz, and to North America on 11880 kilohertz. That's 11880 kilohertz. So I think now we should go to see who we can, you know, ring next and who we can drive crazy next. We're now going to call the United States, and hopefully this person is awake. He said he would be when I, you know, when I reminded him a couple of days ago, but, you know, you never know. You know, maybe he went out, you know, the night before and partied, as they say, a little too hardy, you know, yes, yes. And, you know, didn't set his alarm or whatever. So if he didn't set his alarm, we'll give him the alarm. And I believe the phone is ringing. Oh, it is. There we go. Sorry about that. We'll leave it two more rings, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Hello, you reached the office of Roman Blevins. I'm not here right now for this call. If you'll leave your name and your number, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you for calling.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, I'm going to leave a message.
Recording, you may hang up or press on the one air. For more options.
Roman, guess what? You're on the air right now. Well, your answering machine is anyway. I think maybe you just didn't pick up or didn't hear your phone. So anyway, we did try to call you. At least your voice went on the air from your answering service. So everyone who's listening right now lifts a glass to you and says cheer, cheer, and hip, hip, and everything else. All right. You see, this is what I mean. You know, things, of course, can go wrong during any live transmission. So I think maybe we should try the United States again. We're going to try to reach a listener that is a regular listener of ours. He listens every week, and he's been listening to the past couple of shows off shortwave because of our frequency to North America. But normally, he listens through a service in, well, radio in Hong Kong, which is part of Global Tuners. And he's been tuning in that way every Sunday. So it'd be nice, actually, to hear his voice, to, as they say, put a face to the voice. Except this is radio and we can't really, well, we can do, I can make funny faces right now. And, you know, nobody would really notice the difference. But we'll see if we can reach him. And when I reach him, I will be getting a notification through the window, the studio window in front of me, that this person actually answered the telephone. And apparently now we do have him on the line. Joining us now is Stephen Mason. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. What part of the United States are you in?
I'm in New Jersey on the eastern coast of the United States.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because I'm... Are you originally from New York, by any chance?
Yes, I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
I thought so. I hadn't heard you speak before.
Well, my accent has a funny ring to it, usually, so everybody knows I'm from New York.
And what are your plans for the end of the year?
Well, we're going over some friend's house, my wife and I, and it's not far from here. It's about 2 miles drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a few drinks, and then not too much. And then we'll just drive back home, that's all. Nothing exciting.
Oh, well, you know what? Lift a glass for me. Actually, I'm having one right now, so I'll lift one for you as well.
I know you're enjoying that red wine there.
Well, somebody gave it to me as a present on Friday. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I was losing my voice and I'm taking antibiotics. And they said, well, you shouldn't drink the wine and the antibiotics. And I thought, well, today, right. Today's a special occasion. And whatever happens, happens, as they say.
Exactly. And I think you should broadcast more to North America. We love you over here, boss.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Stephen. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And give all your best to our family from us here at PCJ.
Will do, Keith. Thank you, and you have a good New Year's and a Christmas, too. Thank
All right.
you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Stephen Mason in the United States. Okay, we're going to have a little more music, and then we're going to be calling somebody up who is somewhat connected to the music. Well, he's the father of the singer. The song, which I can't even pronounce nor the name. I can't remember the name, actually. That's the problem. That's the problem with red wine and doing radio. Anyway, time for music, and then we will find out a little bit about the singer that we just took a listen to.
Rosalinda van Dijkhorst. Essence of Life.
But still I cannot understand.
Het album van Rosalinda van Dijkhorst. Meer weten, horen en de CD bestellen? Ga naar rosalindavandijkhorst.nl of volg haar op Facebook.
Well, that was certainly a nice song here on PCJ Radio International. And joining us next is somebody who you've heard on the show before. You've heard us mention his name, and that is Jan Osterveen in the Netherlands. Hello, Jan.
Hi, Keith. This is your very own European frequency management.
And how are things going over there?
Quite good at the moment, actually. I'm listening to the 5995 kilohertz and do some checks, and it's booming all over Europe.
Well, that's very good. Now, the singer that we just took a listen to has a little bit of a relation to you, right?
Yes, that were, the single was called Always Remains, and it's from an album called The Essence of Life, and it's produced, written, and composed by my very own daughter, Rosalinda.
So you must be very proud, a very proud father indeed.
I am, Keith, as you can imagine, because it's a first album, and she did all the writing herself together with her husband.
Oh, well, that sounds very nice. Well, I'm sure that you'll send us the CD so we can program it into some of our other programs.
Of course I will, Keith. We did some make some arrangements together last week, so I will send you the album, and there are more and more nice songs on it, so it would be a pleasure to send it to you.
All right, well, thank you, Jan, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I would love to have you on longer, but I know we have people waiting right now, and I'm afraid that if I don't get to them, they're going to rip my hair out.
Can I just use a few seconds to greet some people?
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, Andy Sennett in Naarden and Victor Gunnetilke in Sri Lanka. Then, of course, Tom Meyer and Hein Boele here in Almere Poort. And I would especially greet Mr. Matthias Kwolke and his team on the Now and Transmitter side. They did a tremendous job to do this transmission on 5995, because they replaced the original transmission for IBB to the Isodyn transmitter side just to make place for us.
Oh, well, a special thank you to them. I'll lift the glass up to them before the end of the show.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll hear you. Bye-bye.
There we go. Jan Osterveen was singing his way off. You are listening to PCJ Radio International. The frequencies that we are using are, as we heard from Jan, 5995, which is going to Europe, and 9335 to East and Southeast Asia. And 11880 kilohertz to the Americas. Now, once again, I want to remind you about the contest that we have running, because in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes from now, we'll be announcing who the winner is of that 1 year subscription to the magazine, The Spectrum Monitor. And we'll be giving them a call up on the program to let them know that, of course, that they've won. The email address to send it to is PCJcontest. That's PCJcontest, PCJcontest at gmail.com. And we actually have quite a few people that have already written in to get it. All right, time now to turn to our phone lines. Now, we told people, of course, you can get in touch with us via phone and other means as well. And a number of people, let us know on Skype that they have Skype. And, if you listen to the most recent edition of Media Network Plus, you're probably aware that we had, especially with Dan Hensley anyway, problems with Skype. Bad connections and trains passing and everything else. So hopefully now Skype is actually working well for us. And it's somebody, of course, that you're familiar with on Sundays. And that's our good friend Andy Sennett. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Keith. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. And Jan Osterveen just wished you a Happy New Year just a moment ago. Oh, there we go. You see this? This is the problem with Skype. So we'll try that again. And he's calling in. Hello, Andy.
Hello there. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I don't know what happened the first time, but suddenly got an error message from Skype.
Ah, okay. We had a greeting for you, by the way, from Jan Osterveen.
Thank you. I just heard it, and I'd like to return the greeting to Jan and all his family, and his daughter, of course, who is a great singer.
Mm-hmm. So I was... I'm kind of surprised. You know, you find out from people they have, interesting relatives and stuff like that. It's quite interesting. Now, I know that at this very moment, besides listening to this, you're watching something on television. What is that?
Well, I'm not actually watching on television. I'm played safe, and I'm doing it online, watching the BBC rolling reporting on two important Premiership football matches. Usually there's one or two matches on a Sunday, and later on there'll be Chelsea versus Liverpool, and being a big Chelsea fan, I'm going to be watching that live on TV.
Maybe, you know, next time we do this, if there's another game on, we'll call you up every 5 minutes to give us a play-by-play. You can be like one of those stuffy 1950s BBC sports reporters, like, and the goal today, we're going to lead, and they are well. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, you can do that, but you have to be careful because I might inadvertently use bad language on the radio, and that wouldn't be nice.
Well, for that kind of occasion, we'll make sure that we have a 7-second delay in for you.
Oh, I remember when they used to have that on commercial radio in the UK in the early days. It was quite bizarre because you would hear somebody calling in, and all of a sudden you would get a station ID in the middle of a sentence.
You know, it's funny, and when I once did a call-in show in Canada, I really found it annoying when you'd call up somebody and they leave their radio on so they can hear their voice.
Yes. Yes, it's also a problem because I have Chelsea TV on here, and a lot of people do that, and they don't seem to understand, and they keep yelling, "Turn your television down," and they don't always do that.
Yeah. All right, Andy. Well, look, Happy New Year, and I'll let you get back to your sporting events.
Thank you. Well, can I just say Happy New Year to everybody listening in various parts of the world that are hearing PCJ at the moment. I have a lot of friends scattered all over the place. And to all of them, hope you have a good 2014. And talk to you later, Keith.
All right. Bye, Andy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Andy Sennett, thank you for joining us today. You're listening to PCJ Radio International. We're now going to call up in our part of the world, and hopefully this will work out as it should. As I said before, you never know what kind of things can happen, especially during a live broadcast. And, I'm always sort of worried about what somebody's phone line will be like when you give them a call. I remember a number of years ago calling up somebody. I can't remember where they were. But I was told that the phone line would be stable and everything else. Well, it turned out to be the total opposite. And was something rather interesting because it went through a switchboard and everything else. But I believe now we're connected with India. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there. Who am I speaking to?
Jyoti,
yeah, can you turn your radio down? I can hear it actually coming back to me.
Okay. Let me go out. Right.
That's kind of a weird experience, by the way. I'm speaking in the microphone here, and I'm hearing my voice come out of a radio in India.
Right, yeah, I just got out for it because I'm recording it live.
Oh, right. What are your plans for the new year? Do you have anything special planned?
Well, I'm part of an orphanage. I'm a trustee of an orphanage, so I might get some packets for them, New Year's gift, and go up and spend time with those orphan children.
Oh, right.
That's what my plan is.
Uh-huh.
So that's in an interior village. So that's what I'm planning to do.
And what part of India are you located in?
Well, I'm part of eastern India, very close to Bangladesh.
Uh-huh.
So just near Calcutta, in the former British Raj capital.
Ah, okay.
So, but I don't live in the in the city. I live in the outskirts of Calcutta, so less pollution. But we enjoy all the city things, in this area.
Is it just as crowded as it is in, let's say, in the city?
No, it is not. I'm afraid it's quite pleasant in this area because you don't get much of electrical noise which you in the city. So right. You can really listen to ham radio and do radio there and all. Well.
Right. All right. Well, Jody, thank you very much for taking a few moments to speak to us today. We have to keep the ball rolling. We only have 50 minutes left, and there's a few people that we need to squeeze right. in before the end of before the hour is over.
Yeah, I wish you a very happy new year.
You too.
Keith and broadcasting these fine programs.
Okay, all right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, that was our good friend Jyoti. And by the way, I remember he sent us a very nice reception report a couple of months ago. I even posted the pictures on Facebook because the envelope and the stamps were quite phenomenal. They were quite phenomenal. Well, you know, we're now going to make our last international call before we get to announcing the winner of the one-year subscription to the Spectrum Monitor, which we'll do in a few moments. But we have one more call to make before we get to that. And, of course, no New Year's show would be complete without our next person, which hopefully they are aware that we're going to be giving them a call. You know, you just never know. So let's see if they answer in a few moments.
Meyer.
Hello, Tom. Happy New Year, or happy pre-New Year.
A happy what New Year?
A happy pre-New Year, because it's not really New Year's yet. It's in a few days' time. But I thought
I was just thinking with, you know, the different time zones. This is the first time I realized that you're more than 24 hours ahead of us. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Lovely to hear from you.
How's your Sunday going? How is your Sunday going today?
For a change, it's a beautiful day because we've had awful autumn storms, not to say winter storms. And today, for a change, it's a lovely sunny day.
Ah. Now, what are your New Year's plans? Do you have any plans at all? I know for myself, the one thing I kind of get annoyed with is when there's too much fireworks all at one time.
Yes. I fully agree. Because, unfortunately, some people feel that the new year can only start in a nice way if there's a lot of noise and smoke. And I don't believe in that. So as far as I'm concerned, they can spend all these fortunes, which are otherwise spent on fireworks, on doing good work for people who need it.
Right. Oh, okay.
I think this year in Holland, although everybody, of course, is complaining about the crisis and how bad things are, I think they're expecting that the people are going to spend like 60 million euros on fireworks.
60 million euros?
Yes.
You know, I could think of better uses for 60 million euros.
Oh, yes, I'm sure a lot of people could.
Well, Tom, look, we just called to wish you Happy New Year, and we had a couple of listeners that already wished you Happy New Year because you didn't hear it, so I'm going to relay that to you right now. Happy New Year.
Okay, fine. Well, I want to wish everybody at both ends of the production line a lot of PCJ in 2014, be it a digital or a shortwave line, and PCJ, of course, stands for peace, cheer, and joy. And for you personally, Keith, a smashing celebration next March of your fifth anniversary as the resuscitator of the Happy Station Show, introducing it to its third life cycle. And what a great job you're doing. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you after we're done.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, there we go. Our good friend Tom Meyer on the program. Well, you know what? It's now time to announce who the winner is of that one-year subscription to the Spectrum Monitor. There could only, of course, be one winner. The next time we do a live program, we will have some other prizes. But this was just a test. Like I said, doing this live program kind of happened so quickly that, you know, we really didn't have time to put together all kinds of prizes and everything like that. So we do have a winner right now, and we will call them up, and hopefully they answer the phone. Because if they don't answer the phone after a few rings, we have to move on, you know, to somebody else. So hopefully they do answer. Well, the phone is ringing.
Hello.
Is this Walter?
It is.
Yes. Hello, Walter. Well, guess what? Congratulations. You are the winner of the one-year subscription to the Spectrum Monitor.
Wow, that's fantastic, Keith. Thank you very much. You wouldn't know how hard it was for me to email you.
Really?
Well, I'm at my cottage on Haida Gwaii, just south of Alaska. We don't have any internet here, but I have a new iPhone, so I went up. My phone, the cell service out here is zero. So I went out to my truck. And I have a cell phone, a booster in the truck. I turned that on, and I was able to get a signal out, and I emailed you from my iPhone in the truck.
Okay, well, you know, Walter, the line that we have with you right now is quite bad. So after the show, I will email you to get all your details so we can get you set up with the magazine, okay?
That sounds just fine to me.
All right. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, thank you very much, and 73 to you, and I've enjoyed your program. I'm listening via Sri Lanka. That's the one that's coming in the best here.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's amazing. I think Victor Gunatelica will be happy to find that out. All right, then.
Happy New Year to you, and I look forward to following your program throughout 2014.
All right, Walter. Well, we'll be in touch right after the show so we can get your details so we can set you up with the one-year subscription.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there we go. Now, 22 minutes past the hour. It's 14:22 UTC. Now, I should mention right now that listeners in Europe on 5.995 kilohertz, we bid you farewell at 27 minutes past the hour. But for the other relays, of course, it will continue right to the bottom of the hour. So we still have a few more minutes, and I want to try again that one person that we did try to reach earlier. He told me that he was going to be somewhere, and I told him, well, you know, if that's the case, this is what I want you to do. Pass the phone to somebody standing next to you, and we'll, you know, we'll drive them crazy for a little bit. So we'll try that number again. Hopefully his answering service doesn't answer. And if his answering service does answer, well, you know, that happens. This is what I was saying, you know, especially when you're doing live radio and you're calling people up, anything can happen. So we're going to try our good friend Roman again in the United States. And hopefully this time he will be able to pick up. So I believe the phone is ringing. Yes, it is ringing. There we go. Sorry about that. My throat is actually starting to go because normally I don't talk this long during the show because we have the music breaks and everything else. And I've just finished off my glass of wine. Okay, well, that doesn't seem to be working out so well. So I think what we'll do then is we will call one last time another person that actually I wanted to have on the show today because there's a little interesting story about the city that he is located in. The city actually now has sort of two names. Yes, it has one official name and then a name that a lot of people have been giving it because of the mayor of the city. If I mention mayor and city, I think everybody around the world probably knows that I'm talking about the city of Toronto in Canada. And his line is, he's not answering. What? I'm getting a sign from the studio window that, what, there's no answer. All right. Well, we wanted to reach somebody from the land of Ford Land, but apparently that is actually not working out that well. But we do have a couple of moments to reach somebody else, actually, before we sign off. And we're now going to give a good call, a very quick call, to our good friend Victor Gunatelica in Sri Lanka, just for a couple of minutes before we sign off on the program. And what time is it in Sri Lanka right now? I think it's around maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm not quite sure about that. So we're going to now call our good friend Victor Gunatelica all the way in Sri Lanka. Hello, Victor.
Hello, how are you? I'm listening to the program.
And how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm fine. And I'd like to say hi to all our worldwide listeners who've been helping us with reception reports, frequency suggestions, and all that. Excellent spirit from everybody all over the world, Keith.
And we should tell listeners, Victor, that for the transmission today, there is a special QSL card. Because when like last week for the Christmas program and today, there are two separate ones.
That's right. We always try to make it exciting for our people who write in. So there'll be a special QSL card which will go out the moment we start getting reports.
All right, Victor. Well, look, I'm going to let you go because we have to end off in a few minutes. So we'll talk after the program.
Okay. And a special greeting to Soumya Bhattacharya in West Bengal and all my Indian friends. See you. Bye-bye. Enjoy the program.
All right. Bye-bye. Hi. Well, we are now going to be out of time in a few moments. If you want to contact us, send an EQSL. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. If you want to receive our special EQSL for the program, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Now, we're going to be saying goodnight to our listeners in Europe in a few seconds, but if you want to catch the ending of the show, we're going to be uploading it as a file so you can catch the last few minutes to know what I said. Now we can make jokes about the Europeans once we say goodbye. I'm just kidding, of course. All right, so good night to Europe. Good night to Europe. If you want to write us for a printed version of our QSL, our email address, our postal address is the following. PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47. 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, 22070. I'll repeat that again. PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, that's Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, which is Banciao, and that's in Taiwan, Taipei, 22070, the ROC. Anyway, before we go, I just want to say thank you to everyone who took part in today's broadcast. This is the first time that we've done a global live program. And don't worry, we're going to do it again. And next time we'll have some more prizes. Some more prizes to give away. Maybe some radios, maybe some trips, maybe a car. Well, I don't know about a car. I don't know how we would send a car through the mail. Actually, no, we could. I can say we're giving away a car and send you a toy car. How about that? All right. On behalf of everyone here at PCJ Radio International, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. And of course, more importantly, Happy New Year. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.